It is both complex and specified. According to Dembski, such specified complexity is the hallmark of design. By rigorously eliminating regularity and chance, specified complexity leaves us with design as the only explanatory option. Design mode. Whenever explaining an event, we must choose from three competing modes of explanation. These are regularity, chance, and design. To attribute an event to design is to say that it cannot reasonably be referred to either regularity or chance. William A. Dembski, The Design Inference, 1998. No free lunch. Dembski concluded in The Design Inference that the explanatory filter formalizes what we have been doing right along when we recognize intelligent agents. It is our universal human experience that whenever we encounter specified complexity, it is a product of an intelligent agent. There is no free lunch. If specified complexity can be found in nature, then it too must be due to an intelligent agent. As Dembski puts it, the fundamental claim of intelligent design is straightforward and easily intelligible. Namely, there are natural systems that cannot be adequately explained in terms of undirected natural forces and that exhibit features which in any other circumstance we would attribute to intelligence. Adding the word intelligent to design accomplishes two things. First, a design in the sense of mere pattern may be caused by natural forces, as waves cause ripple marks on a sandy beach, or even by an agent, as an absent-minded whittler causes knife marks on the end of a stick, yet not be a product of purpose. Adding intelligent to design makes it clear that the pattern in question results from the purposeful activity of a mind. Second, intelligent makes it clear that the design is not illusory, as Darwinists claim, but real. Intelligence does not imply a violation of the laws of nature. When I chose to write this paragraph, I did not violate any law of nature. I used natural physiological processes to move my fingers and natural mechanical and electronic processes to record the words. Intelligent design does not suspend natural laws, it supplements them. This is why Dembski treats design as a third explanatory option, distinct from chance and necessity. Nor does intelligence imply perfection. Some Darwinists criticize intelligent design on the grounds that some features of the natural world could have been made better. In other words, they argue that if something is not optimal, it is not designed. But things can be designed without being optimally designed. An automobile constructed in such a way that its fuel tank explodes whenever another vehicle bumps it from behind is badly designed, but it is designed nevertheless. The question remains whether specified complexity, and thus intelligent design, can be found in nature.